This is The Urban Political,
the podcast on urban theory, research, and activism.
Okay, welcome to The Urban Political. I'm sitting here with my colleague Ross, and today we're just going to take a bit of time to reflect on our podcast, what we've done, what we've achieved or not achieved, and what we are thinking of doing. So we wanted to create some sort of transparency editorial about this.
Yeah, so we started the podcast started being broadcast, published, I'm not sure what the right term is, in September, and we did 10 of those up until the end of the year. And we started work in the summer, preparing everything, you know, slowly with the website and all that kind of preparation work. In terms of what we actually did, we started with a real epic two-parter, which was a real lesson for us in terms of how not to do a podcast. Not in terms of its quality, because the quality was very high, we thought, but in terms of the amount of manpower, work hours involved. And that was the one on Checkpoint Charlie, reclaiming the tourist city.
Yeah, that's right. I think we realized how different it is to really create some sort of documentaries that are comparable to radio broadcasts, and how much work it is actually to edit, to cut and paste, to find different sources, and to piece it all together. I mean, we're doing all of this as a professional hobby, so our time capacities are very limited, and we realized, okay, this is not the way for us to work on our podcast.
And although we're very happy with the podcast, we would encourage you to listen to both, particularly the second part, which has been listened to less than the first part. It was simply too time consuming, and obviously you realize why people do podcasts, which are essentially single takes, group discussion, three or four people, because it's minimal editing, all that kind of thing. You can just do it so quickly, can't you, in comparison to all the bits and pieces that we're learning, you know, and I've still got to do this editing on this one that's coming out soon. It just takes so much longer than if you just pull it off in a single take where the sound quality is good, there's no background noise, you don't have to redo anything. Then it's kind of doable as a professional hobby, isn't it?
Yeah, and it is actually quite a bit of fun, actually, than all these podcasts that we had afterwards that are basically interview-based. It's been a great occasion to talk to interesting people, and that was very rewarding for myself. I mean, even just the doing of it, the production of it.
Marcus, you're better with the statistics. Do you want to tell us a little bit about how many people, without going into too much detail, how many people have been listening to Urban Political in this first, how many months? September, that's 4 months. September, October, November, December, 4 months, yeah.
Yeah, so we're around 1,800.
Approaching 2,000.
Yeah, we're approaching. So unique listeners, I think that's the term. I mean, since we're not doing advertisement, it
doesn't
may not
matter,
be
yeah.
really so relevant, but I felt encouraged enough. So it's interesting to people, and I think that is, for me, a great reward to think of this effort as something that it's worthwhile to continue. So each episode is somewhere in between 100 something, 250 listeners. of this. Yeah.
So it's like a good start then. Yeah, and thinking of things that we would like to do or build on perhaps aspects of our big plans, which we didn't quite progress as much. Where do you think we're going to, where should we focus on? Where are we going to focus our podcasts on in the coming year?
So listening to the feedback that I have received, no, is one thing that I was reminded that we should cut our episodes down to half an hour or less, mm-hmm. no, as kind of a length that you can handle in your daily commute or with like daily chores listening to. Mm. I think that is something to aim for. I'm not sure we can always manage this, no? But
or might not want to.
It would be great, I think, to have more people engaged in this podcast, also in terms of producing an episode, a roundtable discussion, some sort of documentary piece on their own, which, I mean, we can collaborate on, but to have more people involved in this, I think, would be great also in terms of allowing different aspects, different voices that we might simply not be able to cover or think of, to also be present here.
Yeah, well, that's certainly one thing that we want to stress, isn't it? That this collaborative, open aspect of the podcast we'd like to develop a bit further, so to encourage people to get in touch with us. We'll obviously have to use Twitter and other mediums to sort of engage people, and one thing to stress, you know, although, you know, as we were saying at the beginning, is that the great thing about a podcast is that you can do it quite simply. You know, there's a very simple version you can do. You don't need much technology apart from a mic and a laptop or whatever, and so you can do an interview yourselves and record it, and basically, you know, we would be able then to upload it, you know, with some editing, and you can set up book round tables relatively easy using Skype and all these kind of things. So the technology enables quite a lot, so we certainly want to do that.
Yeah, and it would be great to have people also doing reports from conferences that they attend, no? That we don't get to.
I'm thinking more now in terms of the content or the ideas we have for podcasts in the coming year. Do we want to give our listeners a little idea of a little taster of all the great things to come, at least in the next few months?
Well, we have already made arrangements with people to talk about green municipal bonds and their introduction and development in Mexico City. We're going to have an episode on this issue of livability, as proposed by people, especially Jan Gehl, a very critical take on this. We do hope to get some insights from the protests in Chile, the ongoing protests, and also hope to get, a podcast with a renowned scholar on her biography and working in the field of urban studies and currently on the issue of solidarity cities.
Yeah, so we have lots of ideas for individual podcasts, and alongside that, and you know, occurring through the year, we will have a series on the new municipalism, this idea of a some kind of reinvention, reimagining of municipal politics, which has taken hold in discourse and in certain places, particularly Barcelona, but increasingly in other places, including the UK, where the boundaries between academia, or not necessarily academia, but activism and policy worlds kind of collapse, and you can create a kind of movement, a transformative movement around the municipality or through the municipality.
What a great idea, Ross.
Yeah, that's
when
a good
is it
idea.
Coming out?
It's a very good idea, and and the first episode should be coming out very soon, and that's an interview with two scholar activists from the UK, Bertie Russell from the University of Sheffield and Matt Thompson from the University of Liverpool, I talked to last year. And we talked about this term, which is, it's quite vague. There's lots of aspects and there are differences of opinion over it, its usefulness, etc. And we talked about it more specifically in relation to the UK context and moving forward. So that was a great talk, and we have more coming. And we have two or three more podcasts in this lined up, and we'll continue doing them, I assume, throughout the year until we run it dry and there's nothing else to talk about in terms of the new municipality.
I mean, what a great topic also to engage also people from the world of practice, no?
Absolutely.
Activists and and policymakers.
Yeah, well, I think there's certainly the new municipalism as a movement, if it is a movement, has the potential to do these things, and which makes it, of course, really fascinating and creates lots of possibility. You know, there's cutting across these boundaries. And I certainly, in terms of the podcast, that's exactly what we wanted to do, wasn't it? And there's lots of academics that are also kind of involved or are interested in the new municipalism. We'll, I suppose, always be looking for other subjects or other moments or movements which allow us to look across these boundaries.
I have also one series.
What's your one?
Yeah, I have a series I want to do on urban solidarity.
That's another good one. Yeah,
yeah, so, it's going to be amazing, I think. It's the endeavor to think about solidarity in an urban world. Mm-hmm. I think critical scholars, at least from my perspective, are much better in terms of identifying dynamics that actually undermine solidarity rather than building it. No, I mean,
it's true,
like neoliberal governmentality. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Segregating trends.
Which is obviously important.
Which is very important to analyze, to examine.
So that's something about is accepting all these contradictions, the difficulties, the obstacles, but going beyond them and creating some kind of momentum, a project which addresses these things, but seeks to always go beyond them.
Yeah, and I mean, also just drawing on intriguing or inspiring examples that are actually ongoing, no, and that also help us engage new perspectives on what we might consider as normal or as something that we take for granted. No?
Yeah, so fantastic. So we have two series. We should probably have three. You know, everything good comes in threes. But we have some time to work on a third series. So the third part of the year or something like that. And is there anything else we need to mention in terms of?
Well, I think we can alert everyone that we do have a Twitter account and we do have an Instagram account now. Yeah.
Okay.
So. Yeah, everyone.
And what can people expect on the Instagram account? Lots of nice pictures, obviously, but all kinds of things. Pictures of people we interview and pictures of urban things, I suppose.
Yeah, and text too.
Text, all right, okay. I'm revealing my knowledge of Instagram here. Okay.
We do hope that at one point or another you get in touch with us, because actually every sort of feedback is very encouraging to us, no? Even if it's critical. No? Mm-hmm. I think like everything that makes us believe that they're real people and not just bots listening to our podcast is a very reassuring thing that this is actually a worthwhile endeavor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, thank you, Ross. It's
thank
been
you,
a pleasure,
Marcus,
as always.
Yeah.
Ciao.
Ciao.
And thanks to you for listening.
For more information, visit our website urbanpolitical.podigy.io.
Please subscribe and follow us on Twitter.